God bless you. God bless you. This is Prophet Barry. And while in prayer during my morning 6 a.m. time of prayer, as I'm interceding, lifting up the name of Jesus, but also prophesying and praying for thousands of partners connected to the ministry, the Holy Spirit began to whisper your name to me. And he says, tell my servant, tell my child that I'm getting ready to do some miracles in their life. Tell them that I am sending forth an angel of protection. And the Lord says unto thee further, that I will raise thee up, and I will do a new thing in thee. For know that I have placed my gift and anointing upon your life, for I have called you to be one that is dependable, one that is accountable, one that is respected, one that is responsible, but one that is also ethical and the burden bearer. And because of this, you carry the anointing of a Moses, for I have made thee to be a prophetic deliverer. And you will carry my people, you will lift them up, for to whom much is given, much is required. And yea, I have given you a love for home. I have given you a love for home, but do not become a slave to it. But yet you are reliable and trustworthy. And you will see that I have placed a strong gift in thee, a gift, a love, a gift that one has the ability to bring beauty to your home, but also to your surroundings. For truly I have placed my love and compassion inside of thee. And yet at times you do not like criticism. Sometimes you cannot take advice, but yet you must learn to see counsel in those that whom I have set before thee. And the Lord also says unto thee that I will raise thee up, for I have given thee to be one that carries much responsibility and yet protection, and yet I have called thee to be one that is nurturing, one that cares, one that prays and lifts up the name of Jesus. For yet I have placed a healer in thee, and you will come into a time where you will do much community work, for I have filled thee with my love and much sympathy. I will bring balance to your emotions as well. Now the Lord says, even in this hour and even in this season, he says, pray for loved ones, anoint loved ones, and pray for them. For you will see that God will begin to even bring peace and healing around relatives and those that has been stressful unto thee. For the word of the Lord further comes unto thee, saying, prepare thyself. Because as a rule, you have a love for all things beautiful, tasteful, colorful, and comforting. For I have placed a beauty in thee, and a smile and responsibility. For you take great pride when it comes to duty and obligations and responsibilities, which is why others often come to you for advice, for you are a counselor and an advisor. And this is one of the reasons why you'll do well in areas of health and human resources and education and touching people. For you have a gift of reading people like a book. For this is a gift that I have placed inside of thee. And yet backed by a strong sense of justice as well as right and wrong. And as I go deeper into the Spirit of the Lord, I further heard God say unto me that you're coming into a season and a time of greater protection. Do not fall into an areas of becoming judgmental, but learn to see me in the small things. And yea, the Lord will further say unto thee that I have caused thee to be a great communicator, for this is a time when you will begin to deal with the matters of the heart and love issues and domestic matters and community and things of that nature. And great responsibilities shall be placed upon thee. Do not get into arguments. Do not get into quarrels, for this is not of me, for it will not end well. But you must learn to see me, even in the small things. You would deal with things surrounding the home. You would deal with things surrounding community. And even yet, the family discord, God says, I will cause you to be like a Joseph, and you will bring peace. For I've called you to be one that is nurturing. And yet, these family issues and these family concerns, God says, watch me by 2013, for I will bring peace in the midst of chaos. And yet, the Lord says, continue to sing unto me. Sing unto me in the beauty of holiness. Sing unto me praise. Do not fall into indulgence or any kinds of addictions. And addictions doesn't necessarily mean anything with drugs. It could be food, it could be worry, it could be fear, it could be doubt. For this is not of me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says unto thee, that I'm about to raise thee up, for I've caused you to be kind and home-loving and hospitable and friendly. And yet, because you take on such responsibilities as well, for the Lord says, I have made thee to be a good organizer. For the Lord said, this is a time where you're going to learn the meaning of willing service. Now, in regards to health, you must guard your mind and do not fall into worry, because if so, then trouble could show up and there could be some kind of a nervous condition. But you will put your trust in me. For the Lord further says unto thee, that you will come into a time where you will see me, and all that the enemy has stolen, God says, I will replenish and I will repay and I will restore. And yet God also says unto thee, that I send support, for Father touches even the back, even right now. You're going to come into a time of some real beneficial things, even in this hour. Financial blessings, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord said, this is your hour, it's your season, it is your time of a great breakthrough. And my glory, my glory, my glory shall rest upon thee. Now prepare thyself for divine protection. Pray over loved ones and anoint them. For this is a time where the Lord says, do not fall again into arguments. Do not allow things to get out of hand. But know that even in this hour, I will bring you into a time of healing. And you will make peace, for I will cause thine enemies to become thine footstool. And you will come into a time of renewal. You will come into a time where God says delay does not mean denial. You will come into a time of great pleasure. You will come into a time of a new confidence. And I will remove the conflict. For the Lord says, I open up the heavens unto thee, and I will cause my glory to rest upon thee. Angels have been dispatched from heaven. For they will not only cover thy home, but they will cover even thy loved ones. Prepare thyself for new possibilities. So, get thyself ready for the next dimension. So, prepare thyself for a major transformation. Trust me, yea, saith the Lord. Trust me. Trust me. For I will do a new thing in thee. Trust me. This is your hour. This is your season. Trust me as you're about to move forward. So know that I will bring thee into a season of great satisfaction. I will bring thee into a season of peace. And you will come into a time of a prophetic impregnation. I will put my word in thee, and you will give birth to the things that I have placed inside of thee. I want to thank you for allowing me to minister to you. I want you to begin to move in faith and get your miracle seed in of $41 according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. I'm about to go into a major revival, and I need your help. Help me spread the gospel. My deepest love, my deepest desires, my deepest longing is to do exactly what I'm doing here now. I'm getting ready to go into prayer once again. I'm fasting. I'm on a consecration as I'm seeking the Lord for your breakthrough. I'm seeking the Lord for your season of new possibilities. Know that your life is in the hands of the Father. God has not forgotten thee. I want you to move within the next 24 hours to within 48 hours or less by clicking on the particular link and getting your seed in the ground. I have so much more I want to talk to you about. Help me spread the gospel. Help me preach the gospel. Help me prophesy into the lives of people. I want you to know that you're in a season of a major breakthrough. Your obedience is key in this season. God bless you. Thank you for allowing the Holy Ghost to use me to speak into your life. And I decree the blessings of the Lord. I decree unlimited favor. I decree unlimited covering and protection over you and your household. I look forward to hearing back from you as we're spreading the gospel together.
Dear friend, I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me.
concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.